the subject of pensions and, in fact, the care of the elderly in particular is something that I hold very close to my heart. In fact, so much so I devoted one of my publicity leaflets to this subject alone. What the Liberal Democrats would do, apart from increasing pensions from a basic pension at 65 to an increase at 75 and a further increase at 80, we would go ahead and remove one of the greatest anomalies that there are, and that is means testing. If you means test an old age pensioner, if they've been prudent, to use the Chancellor's favourite term, all their working life, and saved for their old age, or saved or contributed to a pension in addition to their state pension, they're penalised. At the moment, the basic pension is £78.50 a week, right, which is not enough for a person to live on. That has been stated by the government itself, so much so that they've given a guaranteed minimum income now for a pensioner. And the way they get round the £78.50 instead of paying the guarantee is to let you top it up with income support. But if you've got a private pension or an employment pension, it excludes you. If you've got more than a few thousand pounds in a building society or a bank, it excludes you. This is crazy. If you means test people's benefits in this way, it gives them no incentive to save. The person that's the best off at the moment is the one that eats, drinks and be merry all their life and saves nothing, and says, I'll let the state look after me. Is that a culture we want to endeavour?